Welcome along, all you little critters. Hurry and scurry to your seats. Get your bushy and brushy tails in your places and make sure you are comfortable. You're in for such a treat today. We're all here and ready for some fun. Let's ask Scott the Salamander for his theme for today.
It's all juice.
Thanks to that, Scott the Salamander. And here comes Louis the Liger. He is bringing the questions for today. His thought for the day is...
Triangles.
Triangles. Thanks for that, Louis the Liger. And I am Goose the Goose. And I will be helping you enjoy today. Welcome to GQHQ PQ.
Nice. Have you been watching lots of kids' TV?
Yes. No, actually, I was thinking it felt a bit more like, you know, like when they have animatronics in, like, like kids' restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. You know, where everyone, like, the mouths all move really badly in time with the music and all that kind of stuff. Charles, I don't think I've ever been to that kind of thing. I've just seen it on TV.
Yeah, I've never been to one either.
I don't think it's big over here.
No. I went to an animal-themed restaurant when I was in Hawaii.
Right.
It's called Senor Frogs. It was good.
I don't speak Hawaiian. What does that translate as?
It was nice. They did a little bit of trivia there.
The frogs?
Yeah. Wow. And the people got up and did a dance every hour.
Is it like a conservation effort or just...
I think it's just...
They come into some frogs and want to make a business out of it.
Yeah, I think it's just...
Easy animal to keep though, isn't it?
What's the thing? I didn't see any real frogs, but there was a big fiberglass frog at the front with a Mexican hat on.
Right.
Sombrero.
Cool.
That seems about right.
It was good. I won a shot. And there was also like a child having a birthday party there. So it was,
Wait, sorry. Those two things don't seem like they sit very well together.
Right? Yeah, that's what I thought. But yeah.
Turns out they do.
America.
Hawaii doesn't feel like, well, it's definitely not mainland America.
No.
But you know.
No, it's not.
No. Senor Frogs feels more like mainland America.
I think there is more.
Senor Frogs.
Just for everyone at home, this is your time to go and Google it.
Is there not a joking community about Senor Frogs?
Maybe.
Britta, does she not try to make that joke about Senor Chang?
Possibly.
I think that is a joke that they try and make. Oh, wow. Sorry, I just got to Frogs News. And the next thing is Spring Break 2023.
There is a little frog with a sombrero in Community.
Yeah.
So, there we go.
Senor Frogs.
Done.
When's spring break? Should we be spring breaking? We were probably past it, right?
In USA?
Yeah.
Or here?
Here.
I don't know.
Hey, there's a Senor Frogs on Las Vegas on the Strip.
Hell yeah.
So, and do you want to hear some reviews?
Please.
Easter, we missed it.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I don't know how long it's... Oh, yeah, right, okay. Ghetto as hell.
Perfect.
That's what I say about the front.
If you have a Groupon for coming in, then you should honor it. It's embarrassing when you have out-of-town people coming in and a little ghetto-ass establishment like yours can't even accommodate people. Sad.
Oh, ghetto is bad.
If you can't honor your Groupon, then don't put it up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a whole different controversy, isn't it? If new businesses should honor old coupons.
Whoa, let's save that hot topic for a different time.
Do you want to hear another great review?
Always.
Skip the Frog.
Aw.
Oh.
Staff was more than friendly. Music was so loud you had to scream at each other. Food was okay, but nothing special. Way overpriced. For $216 for four drinks and five meals. When we voiced our opinion on the service and food quality, no one cared.
Classic SF.
Senor Frogs. Oh, brilliant. This is brilliant.
I just find it funny, like, this is someone saying they went to to watch the Super Bowl at Senior Frogs. It's like, it's called Senior Frogs.
Senior Frogs. Sports bar.
Also, you know what their tagline is underneath their logo? Senior Frogs. Fun, food, and clothes.
Good. Oh, good.
Not even put drinks in there.
Yeah, right. Well, there's some Mexico, US, Bahamas, and Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Ah, Senior Frogs. So you went to one in Hawaii, and that was your understanding of what Senior Frogs is.
Yeah,
and now we found a new sponsor for the podcast.
And also the Hawaii one's not listed, so.
Oh, no, it's not defunct.
Oh, unless it's, no, that's not it.
Myrtle Beach.
No, no. Yeah, right. I'm just going to have a quick squiz at the menu. Glad we got onto this.
Me too. I love a Senior Frogs chat. Just been waiting for it.
I'll have a look at the Las Vegas one. Oh, or the shop. I had, when I went, I had a club sandwich because I wasn't super hungry. But the club sandwich was the size of probably about three club sandwiches that you get here.
Oof, like a club, yeah. Like, yeah. A loaf.
And the person that I was with got like a burger slider sampler thing. So like three little slider burgers, but they were like full-size burgers. And the plate was just absolutely topped with chips. It was great. So anyway, Goose is not in the office, not in the recording studio today. He's at Senior Frogs.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Senior Frogs Kenmore.
And what are you doing there? Just hanging out?
Just having a bit of a working holiday.
Nice.
Yeah, we decided that we would get away for a little bit. Got a week away, and we've been in London, and then we decided to go away to Kenmore. So with the dog, and we've got a nice little cottage up here that we're just spending some time in. Might play some golf later. We'll see.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Sounds all right.
Nice. Yeah, it's been good just to get a bit of time away, especially before the madness of the Fringe, which we'll talk about more later.
Yes. Oh, wow. You can get a Senior Frogs keyring for £150. Nope, $150.
Oh, that's fine.
I think it's dollars.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Maybe not.
They're really pushing on that clothing then.
Love it. They had jean jackets, which we're all gonna get some.
If they sponsor us, I'll wear it every day.
Yeah, that could be good. We could do with a podcast uniform.
Yeah, like jean jackets, denim jackets for everyone.
Everyone who listens to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm just gonna cross that page away because otherwise I'm gonna be stuck in there all day.
To be honest, I could sit and look at this for a lot. And now on their blog, yeah. I feel like whoever the copywriter is for this has got some heavy lifting to do.
Send your blog.
That's not what it's called. No, it's called The Sound of Ribbit.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Deep.
Okay.
That's some heavy stuff.
Let's contact them and see why have they not called their...
Send them an email right now.
I'm about to Andrew Wildgoose.
Now we're just going to say we don't want you to, everyone listening, to get in touch with Senior Frogs.
No, it's not a hate campaign.
Harass them.
No.
Oh, it's asking for a telephone number. Fine, I'll give it to them.
555. Do you want the work phone number?
No.
I'll give it out to anyone, Emery.
My number's on... Hi there.
Goose's number is 075296.
We have been discussing your chain of restaurants.
We are contacting you live. Hello. We are a podcast. We're those guys from podcast.
We're podcasters. You should know us. Restaurants. Every time I try and write restaurants, it autocorrects to restraints. I've been discussing your chain of restaurants.
That's Sir Frogs.
Very interested in visiting sometime.
Again, for one of us.
Yeah.
Again, for one of us.
Tell them I won a shot because I recognized the Home Improvement song.
Brilliant. I realize there's too much detail at the start. We had one small suggestion. Please, can the blog be
called Senor Logs. Because obviously it should be.
Because of that episode of Community.
Senor Blogs. Thank you.
You can have that one for free, Senor Frogs.
You can have that one for free. Any more funds will be charged by the hilarity.
Oh, that well-known scale. What a left turn this has taken from Goose's intro already.
Yeah.
Up the good work. Keep on hopping.
Keep on hopping.
Much love.
Senor Goose.
Goose's quizzes.
En español.
What, Goose's quizzes in español?
Ganso something.
Examen.
It's come out as Cuestionarios de Ganso.
Ganso.
Ah, questionnaires.
The goose questionnaire.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Goose's surveys.
I am going to be on so many stupid lists now that my email is going to be used for everything now. They're going to add me into every stupid list.
Yeah. You're very much on the circuit. Is that what's going?
Well, that was a fun little interlude.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll get to the questions next week.
Slow I type now as well.
Hand picking. Is that what's going?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you remember
my dad used to use the side of his middle finger to type. On his left hand, he would use the side of his middle finger to type. That was his. He would hold a piece of paper with one hand and type with the other hand, middle finger. It's like side of it though.
He had to hold the paper.
He would hold like whatever piece of paper he was doing stuff from.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I found it pretty impressive. But there you go.
I think transcribing technology's come a little away from that.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
I'm ready. That's me written my email. That's me got my admin done for the day.
Good. We can finish this episode and then go play some golf. Nice. Should we get into some questions then? I think that's...
Roll VT.
This is the percentage game. We have 5 quiz questions that we have put to our IRL weekly pub quizzes. We know the percentage of the hundreds of teams who have got each question correct. In the percentage game, we work together to guess the answers and then compete against each other to guess the percentage of the teams who got the questions correct. Whoever gets closest to the actual percentage gets the most points. Whoever gets furthest away from the actual percentage gets the least points. The easier the question, the higher the percentage, etc. At the end, the scores are totaled and whoever gets the most points wins.
Welcome, Scott. You confident this week? Make it 2 in a row?
Yeah, feeling all right.
You've been on a good run.
Yeah, although Goose did say at the end of last episode that he would have gone really well.
Well, that's easy for him to say as the host.
Very easy for him to say.
I think that every week. Welcome, everyone, playing at home, wherever you are in the world. We've got 5 questions, 5 answers to chat through, 5 percentages to guess. Whoever's closest to each one gets most points, whoever has most points by the end wins.
Easy.
Easy peasy.
Need to find something to write on.
Everyone's got a writing board, utensil.
I'm ready.
I need an app that gives me a good, like, big number on screen. What would do that?
Oh, big number app.
Big number on screen.
If I type that in.
Just use, like, Instagram stories.
Big.
And then just no context, post all the numbers as you go.
Is that a mirror behind you? Just write it in lipstick on the mirror, really big.
Yeah.
I have not got a big number app. Big number calculator I have.
You got a white t-shirt, use a marker pen.
Yeah.
Please no.
A little memento for every episode we do.
Yeah, Boggs it. Red Bog.
R.I.P. Boggs.
Why don't I just, like, big display? That's what I want.
Yeah, sure.
But no, that's large text. Banner creator. That's what I want. Sweet.
for when he goes off to war.
Yeah, that's the punishment for losing the quiz. Losing the percentage game. Straight off to war.
For the questionnaire.
Okay, I'm ready.
He's ready, everyone. He's ready. Question one. Scott, are you ready? Sorry.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, question one. You faked me out by looking like you're going to press the button.
I thought you were going to... Ouch.
Question one. Right, here we go. Question one. Ulysses is the Latinized name of which ancient Greek hero? So a rip-roaring start here with Latin, Greek, history, languages, all combined. So Ulysses is the Latinized name of which ancient Greek hero?
So I read out this question a while back, and I said to everyone, this is like I've actually said this is easy, and think about it. And I was wrong, because I thought it was Hercules, and it's not.
It's not Hercules.
What do you think it is?
Well, that's who I was going to go to.
I don't think it is Hercules. I think it's...
Ulysses.
Odysseus.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Was that... I really struggle with this one. Yeah. Yeah.
In my head it was Hercules, but now I don't know. Greek legend.
Hero.
Hercules.
Because Hercules was a hero, but he was also semi-god. A demigod, was he not?
Yeah.
Which you feel like it's more than a hero. But Odysseus, I think, was a hero.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we'll go for that.
Odysseus.
Correct.
Nice. Do we know why Odysseus was a hero?
He wasn't a god.
He went on the Odyssey.
Ah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool. Percentages.
Oh, this is perfect. I found the perfect app for this.
Bignumbers.com.
Wait for it. You're going to see great numbers here.
On a small screen.
The Greek king of Ithaca and the hero of Homer's epic poem, The Odyssey.
There you go.
And also in the Iliad.
Right.
He went through a lot.
Had a sequel.
10 years he was on his travels in the Odyssey.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
Loads of things happened on his little trip.
He saw a Cyclops.
Minotaur?
I think more worryingly, a Cyclops saw them.
Yeah, so. He was in the Trojan War.
That horse.
He did a bunch of things.
Which side was he on in the Trojan War? Was he a Trojan, or was he... And was the Trojan horse... Was it the Trojans that gave the horse, or were they giving the horse to the Trojans?
The Greeks gave it to the Trojans.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Those pesky Greeks.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've got my percentage.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, turn.
Look at that.
Wow.
Right.
Such big.
Scott, you've said.
I said 66.
66. And then Goose.
35.
35. So clear.
Wow.
Thank you.
The way he's wrote it. Okay, a little bit. Was that shaped by your experience of getting it wrong embarrassingly?
Possibly, yes.
Possibly, yes.
I also think it's quite a tough question.
Well, we've got 35 and a 66. It's between you two. This one came out at 62%.
Yes.
Oh, what?
So not in the middle of you. Yeah. It's a little bit closer to Scott. Scott is only 4 away, gets 2 points. Off to a flying start.
No.
What do we think about like a little bonus prize for if someone gets a bang on?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like the bonus prize. What, the other person has to do a shot or something at the next staff party?
Well, no, because then they'll build up too much. Because it's not uncommon to get a bang on. Just, yeah.
It's not happened for a good while.
Just, I got one in the last
Oh, okay. But you've got no ideas.
I'm just floating it, and then we can, I don't know, let's ask the people. They can come up with either a reward for the person that gets it bang on or a punishment from the other person.
You know what the issue here is that we always strip back this podcast to being simple. And we're always like, yeah, let's make this real simple. And then we get bored, and then we add stupid rules.
Not bored.
And then the rules become the rules become this convoluted set of nonsense. So it's like, oh, and then we do this, and then everyone stands with their hands for 10 seconds.
We can do that. Do a handstand, everyone.
Yeah, it's like, this is the Wicked Wang. You know, what we're making here is whatever they play in Friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bamboozled. Bamboozled, is it?
Is that what it's called? I can't remember.
You are going to be a terrible mother. I have lost track of where this was going. I've lost sight of why we're doing this.
All right.
Hello, folks. Jack here. Just to let you know that Outside the Box is back at Assembly Roxy on Thursday the 22nd of June. Our flagship cryptic event is chock full of questions to tease the creative side of your brain, from matching AI paintings to the artist they're aping, to decoding pop lyrics from Shakespearean English. With prizes to be won from a black axe throwing session to a Holyrood distillery tour, to non-alcoholic spirits from Talonmore, showing off your smarts has never been so rewarding. Book your tables of 4 and 6 today via the Assembly Roxy website.
Just for everyone at home, Scott's put his hat on backwards. It was a cap, so it wasn't just turning around a beanie.
Fedora. This is Scott's Tech Tips. Tech Tips with Attitude. So if you go on to Instagram, you can either... You know when you get posts where like multiple pictures go up at once?
Can I... I just check if I already know this tech tip?
Yeah.
Are you telling us how to post multiple pictures?
Go on. You can try. Guess.
Do you know... Wait, sorry. So you're saying it's about posting multiple pictures. Yeah. If you share with somebody from the picture that you're on, it'll share that picture, not the start of it.
Nah, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
That's level one Instagram.
Okay.
So find a post that's got multiple pictures. If you press the dots at the bottom, if you long press that, and then you drag your thumb across, you can scan through them, and you don't have to swipe through all of them.
Oh wow, that is cool. That's handy.
There you go. If you got sore sprained thumbs like me,
right? Okay, now I see.
Pretty good, hey?
Scott's missing rugby because he's spraying both his thumbs.
Not doing this. This won't make you sprain your thumbs.
Have you sprained both your thumbs, Scott?
Yeah.
Oh, Scott, what happened?
Can we just go back to how cool that tech tip is?
I don't think it's that cool.
It's not cool.
To be honest, I tend to look through the photos something. One at a time.
Yeah.
No, you can, but you don't have to just like do a big sweeping.
I like the sweep.
Big ones like that.
I don't tend to do like full room sweeps of the.
You don't get a run up to do it.
Windmill your arm.
Just me then. Okay.
It's like that boomer's style of your text sweep, and I'm sure everyone knows what I'm talking about here. Finger one side of the phone, all the way through the phone to the other side.
Yeah, yeah. Building up that good inertia. I sprained both my thumbs at playing tag the other day. I went to tag someone and. They did a bit of a spin and I got their hip and
ooh.
And then I did it again on Sunday when I was doing some training. So
on Thumb Day.
Thumb Day, yeah, exactly.
Sunday night.
Yeah. So I'm just going to take it easy. There's I brought a frozen cocktail from the shop to drink and then realized it was good for icing. So I brought it to the office.
Oh, a frozen cocktail. What have you got?
That's a raspberry daiquiri.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm just what you're saying. You're not starting early in the morning. You're just icing your thumbs.
I almost said it in a meeting today. I was like, "Well, if I'm not putting it to my mouth, then you can probably gather that I'm not drinking it."
But, is that the code word for having an early morning drink?
Yeah,
just icing my thumbs.
Just icing my thumbs. Wink. All right, that's Scott's tech tips. Tech tips with attitude.
Well, wait a sec. He's putting his hat on the right way. Oh, Scott, you're back. Where have you been?
I don't know what happened.
What's this guy that came in gave us all this great tech advice?
This huge nerd.
Just blanked out for a bit.
Yeah. Question two. Which character's hat carries the price tag of 10 shillings and sixpence? So question two. Which character's hat carries the price tag of 10 shillings and sixpence?
like physically on the hat?
I mean, I'm just reading out the question.
I think I know who it is. But I also think I read this question out not too long ago. Which characters have hats?
Scott has a hat.
I wouldn't call Scott a character.
Wow, I mean, he's fine.
Whoever that guy was before, character. He's a card.
Which characters have hats?
It's got hat in the name, I think, of this character's name.
The Mad Hatter.
I think it's the Mad Hatter.
Right. And I drew this hat, which is quite good and close.
I like how you said 10 over 6. That's the way that would be written.
Yeah, all right, Mad Hatter. That makes sense. He has a hat.
Correct.
Nice. Yay.
Okay, I don't know the context of it.
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, no, I know that, but like, why is it? Is that how much you paid for it?
It's got a tag on it in the book, and I think in the film it has the price of the hat.
I think, anyway. Is that right, Louis? Louis doesn't know.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's definitely got the price, the 10 shillings, sixpence on it.
Mm-hmm. Quite expensive hat.
Does it address why he's mad?
Yeah, it was just the cost of it.
I heard that hatters used to go mad because of the mercury that they used in the hatting process.
What did they use mercury for?
Hatting.
I can't remember. In the hatting process.
Mercury sort of feels like an unnecessary metal to use in hat making.
It feels like it was one of those where they just discovered it, so they just thought, yeah, let's use it in everything we can here.
Asbestos. Let's chuck it in the walls.
It's a miracle element. Let's use it for hats.
Yeah.
It's dangerous, you say. No, I've not thought of anything of that.
Look, I can melt it in my hand.
Just ask the Mad Hatter.
I mean, we all know, I watched Jonathan Creek last night, and we all know that one of the best episodes of Jonathan Creek is they make an alien out of frozen mercury.
Was that a Mad Lib?
What?
I don't know who Jonathan Creek is. You said it like we discussed it so heavily. Louis, do you know who it is?
I know who Jonathan Creek is, yeah, but we've not discussed.
Wait, Scott, have you never seen Jonathan Creek?
No.
I mean, I've not seen Jonathan Creek for almost since maybe like 3 episodes.
Is it a person? Is it a place?
It was played by Alan Davies. Alan Davies.
Mercury was a key ingredient in the art of hat making, as it could toughen animal fur fibers, allowing them to mat together more robustly for a firmer hat.
There we go.
And also send you crazy and give you mercury poisoning.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, Mad Hatter. What percentage of teams got it correct?
Okay, I've got mine.
I reckon it's kind of well known. But not. I kind of want to go for the same answer again.
It's up to you.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, turn. What do we have? Right. Scott, you said.
71.
Goose.
75.
Oh, well, once again, it's between you.
Oh, wow.
No.
Yeah. So we got 71 and 75.
Just before we carry on, I almost said 76. And I don't know why I would have changed that. So that's terrifying. That's between us. And if that had lost me, but I hope I win it now.
We got 71, a 75. This one came out at 74%.
Yes, sir.
So only 1% away. Goose gets 2 points. Scott's a huge 3% away and gets 1 point for that one.
That sucks.
I feel so good. I feel like I'd take a break. I think we should.
Goose's Quizzes Elimination Game is the new Fringe show which we are launching in 2023. We've been working on the concept for a good few years. I'd say 4 years since our last Fringe show in 2019. And now we are launching our new Fringe show, Goose's Quizzes Elimination Game. However, we need to be testing this show. And we've got 2 test show dates on the 9th of June and the 5th of July, both at Assembly Roxy. And there are tickets to this. If you want to get to them, go to the website, goosesquizzes.com. You can find the tickets. It's free. We just need to know how many people are going to be there and make sure we're not overfilling or underfilling. And there might be a little few perks with those tickets as well. So get them quick and we'll get you along and help us develop the best show we can do.
Louis, you said the other day that you felt sorry for tea.
Yep.
You feel bad for tea.
Yep.
And we didn't. We saved it for the podcast, and this was probably 2 weeks ago now, and it's been eating away at me. I don't know where this is going to go.
Where do you think it's going to go?
That, like, I don't know, that tea as a concept just gets overlooked a lot.
I mean, it's not far off. In comparison to, let's say, coffee, I think coffee always seems to be innovating. There always seems to be some sort of slightly new variation, different way to drink it, different way to prepare it, different shop, mm-hmm. some slightly different flavor.
Yeah.
And I think tea peaked about 120 years ago. Oof. And it's been riding that wave, and no one's been able to, I mean, they perfected it, I think. And then since then, it's just been drawn out.
Yeah, it's very popular.
It is. Oh, don't get me wrong. But I feel like if you're in the marketing R&D department for big tea, you've not got many options. Like, it's a bit of a slow process compared to the hustle and bustle of the coffee industry.
the roaring metropolis of Coffee City. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to agree with you there.
Yeah,
I think they've come up with different sort of like novelty methods of soaking tea.
Oh, even then, this sounds bad.
Yeah, it feels like the dawn of the pyramid tea bag was the one that was the biggest innovation so far.
Yeah, yeah, or just quirky little, like, I don't even know what they're called, tea. You put the tea in it and then you put the thing in the cup. It's not a bag, but just like a little cage.
Infusers.
Yeah. Infusers, yeah. Yeah. But then again, like, I like tea, but I'm not into tea mm-hmm. as much as some people are. Yeah.
I don't drink much tea. Do you drink much tea, Louis?
I drink a lot of green tea.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Your boy's full of it.
Another one of Louis' secrets that we're finding out.
Ah, green tea. I love it.
In my first job, I served someone in like the little cafe zone, and they wanted a green tea. And my boss said, do they want milk with it? And I said, I don't think so, because it was green tea.
Yeah.
And they made me go up and ask in front of a table full of people if they wanted milk with their green tea.
I had the opposite experience where I had a similar job. And I think for whatever reason, I think like the delivery of tea bags was late or something, late in the week. So some guy was like, oh, what tea bags have you got? I was like, oh, I've got peppermint green tea. So the guy got a peppermint tea. And he'd never had it before. And I was like, yeah, cool, just take it like that. And he just couldn't stop himself putting milk in. I said, don't put milk in. It's going to ruin it. And he just could not compute having tea without milk. I said, oh, no, but I have to put milk in the tea. He's like, no, don't do it. And he put it in, and it probably ruined peppermint tea for him.
Huh. See, I forgot that job, Louis, that you had. I forgot you had a job where you worked. Was it in the tax office?
Yep.
Tea boy.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I can imagine a milky peppermint tea, but that's not how I'd make it.
No. But anyway, I feel sorry for tea. I feel like maybe they're sitting on something big.
They're just gonna drop a.
Who knows?
Well, I like mint choc chip ice cream. that feels.
This is like Jonathan Creek. Are you listening to us, or have you just got something else on?
That feels like mint and milk.
Yeah. Same thing. Oh, yeah.
Sure, I suppose.
It is.
So why is that not bad?
Because it's different. You might as well get chopped up mint and some cheese or something.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I just, I feel
dairy
like
dairy and mint doesn't work together in every scenario.
No, I'm not saying it does. I'm just understanding why it doesn't.
Wow, I mean, that's one for the boffins.
Yeah.
Maybe it is.
I don't know the science behind it. I only know about hats. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe like, I was going to say like an oolong vape.
But yeah. Maybe I don't run in the tea circles. So someone at home listening.
I mean, there's dedicated tea shops.
Oh,
just around the corner.
Yeah,
from
yeah. There's a few.
Yeah.
So must like I'm not denying that there's hype.
I feel like tea have backed themselves into the corner by just going for the relaxing angle.
Right.
It's always like, oh, this will calm you down. This will relax.
So you want some intensity?
Yeah. I want the opposite. I want to be on edge.
Red Bull. Red Bull chamomile. Yeah. Okay. All right. If anyone knows lots about tea.
Yeah, please get in touch.
Yeah, if we're missing some like hip new technology, I'd love to hear about it.
Question three. So this is 50-50 straight off the back here. So question three, which was founded first, Rolling Stone magazine or the band The Rolling Stones?
Don't know.
First.
I think it's one of the ones that someone in my team would just be like, yeah, it's this, obviously. And I'd be like, yeah.
Not obviously. I don't know. I feel like it's the magazine. When have the Stones been around for? They've been around since the 50s?
I really late 50s. Don't know.
Don't look at me. I'm not your teammate.
I would presume. I think it's the band.
Yeah, I know the magazine was named after a song, and not the band, so we can rule that logic out.
And what song was it? Like a Rolling Stone.
No, it's Muddy Waters' song. I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
it might have been that song. Wasn't that Bob Dylan?
Yeah, when was that?
Was he that an original by him?
I really don't know.
We know what he's like. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I would say the band.
Band came out first.
Band.
All right.
Incorrect.
It was the magazine.
No, I'm kidding. It is the band.
Oh, it is the band.
Yeah.
Oh.
The band was first. The magazine didn't come out until 1967.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the Stones been around for ages.
Yeah, I don't know when they officially got together.
Stones have been around 60, for ages.
62.
Still going as well.
Both, yep. Both still rolling.
Playing the long game.
Both those Stones. But what percentage of teams know their Stones from their stone?
I've got my percentage.
Same.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, turn. Okay. Scott, you've said?
I said 75.
75. And then
copied my percentage from last go.
It was, yeah. And then Goose, you've said?
81%.
81?
Are you copying my percentage from my next go?
Ah. 75 and 81, this one, considering you both got it correct. This one came out 41%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it caught people off guard.
Yes. Wow.
41, so only 34 away. Scott gets max points.
Bloody hell.
Goose gets one, he's 40 away.
Sadness.
So I lost the last one from like 5 points or something.
Yes.
And then I got this one with 40 something points.
Brilliant.
Yeah, nice. Okay, cool. Happy with that. So we had a little mini bonus, little teaser trailer thing the other day, dropped on the podcast, which was about our Fringe show that we're doing this year, 2023.
Fringe show.
At the Fringe. Once again, back once again. Very exciting. But before that all happens, we asked some people, well, asked everyone if they can come to our test shows and help us make the best show that we can.
Everyone.
Test show for the best show. So, yeah, we want people to come and join in and help us build a show.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an absolute riot as well. We've already been planning it for a good while. And all the little bits and pieces we've got for it are already looking pretty fun. In fact, we're pretty much going to have the whole show ready to go, I'd say, by the time we get started.
Yeah, It's, I mean, it's been very exciting in this build up, in the meetings that we've had and the chats that we've had. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun doing it, and I think that other people are going to do it.
Well, we played our first version of it this morning all together, which was a riot.
Yes, a very bare bones version, but yeah, it was good.
What are you talking about? Going through a list on Excel, that's not bare bones. It's perfect. It's how exactly we want it to be.
Yeah, we should say that people won't actually see any Excel at the show, so I'm sorry if that's either a bummer or a good thing.
If you ask at the end, I'll show you.
Yeah, a little behind the scenes VIP lanyard for, people can put on.
Yeah.
For tips.
Well, that's one of the things. So it's the type of show where it's not going to be the same every night. You can come back. We're doing pretty much a whole run bar, what, two, three nights?
Two nights.
So if you want to come back many times, try your luck / skills. You can do that.
And also, between the three of us, it'll be a combination of two of us every night. Well, a combination of me and one other every night. So if you have a Scott night, you might want to come back and try a Louis night, and then you might want to try a Scott night after that just to see what it was like, and then we go back to a Louis night. So really, it's worth just buying five nights for it in advance to make sure that you know. Because they're on sale now. Like, you can buy tickets for our Fringe show now. And there are nights that are already got discounts on them at the start, so you should go and buy some tickets for that.
Yeah, book in.
But first, come and see how it's all made. It's like, you know, when you buy a sausage, you go, you know what I'd really like to know is, how is this made before I buy the sausage?
A test sausage.
What is going into this?
Beta sausage.
Oh, imagine that. We need to give some details here. When? Test show.
The 9th of June. Where? And the 5th of July, both at Assembly Roxy.
And how do people get tickets?
They go to Assembly Roxy's website, or you can go to our website.
And how much do they cost?
They are free. Free. It's all free. So it means you can get to that for free. Just let us know you're coming.
There's going to be a bar open. Bar. You can get drinks. We'll do the thing. We'll do all the heavy lifting, all the hard work, and then we'll just ask you for some opinions sort of later on, either in person, digitally, or both, which we would appreciate your honesty, just so we can get that good Fringe action going.
For sure.
So, in our social medias, in the show notes, I'll put the link and everything there for Fringe Test Show Elimination Game. That's what it's called.
Yes, Goose's Quizzes Elimination Game is what the whole thing is called. Yeah. And then we're doing the test shows for Goose's Quizzes Elimination Game, which I have to get better at saying.
The GQ EG.
EG.
GKEG.
In Spanish. Goose's Questionnaire Elimination Game.
Eliminationado. Fuego.
It will be in English.
Mostly.
Mostly.
No, it will be.
We've not catered to international audiences too much yet.
Yet. 2024, though. International.
We're taking it down under.
Yeah.
Still English.
But yeah, please come along. It's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, we would appreciate your assistance and your fun time. So we'll see you there. And see you there. Next question.
Question four. What forms the outer covering of a baked Alaska dessert? So question four. What forms the outer covering of a baked Alaska dessert?
I think the reason people know about baked Alaska is from Baked Alaska Gate at Bake Off, Great British Bake Off. There was an issue with a baked Alaska.
Oh my God, what happened? Is this the one where someone took something out of an oven or the freezer or something?
The freezer. That's exactly what happened. And then the woman who did take the thing out of the oven wasn't there next week. And supposedly it was because of a fall. And it's one of the funniest things Louis ever sent me.
Right. Okay. A little bit of cooking controversy.
Yeah.
Baking up a batch of controversy. Picking up a batch of sabotage is what was sent, actually.
I think it is it meringue?
I think it is meringue.
Because
I think it's ice cream with meringue all around it.
I've never had one.
No, me neither.
Can we get one delivered?
Can we buy one?
Uber Eats one. Or Deliveroo, or whoever else.
For sale. Do you want an apparently on the Wikipedia? Do you know what it's also known as?
Yes.
A Norwegian omelette. Omelette a la Norvegian.
Oh, I guess meringue is, pretty, is a lot of egg, isn't
it? Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Basically is, isn't it? Yeah. A big meringue. We can get one from
differently.
From Aldi. Apparently they sell one there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, no, it's just a recipe. Boring. Oh. Sorry, give me your answers.
Oh, can I just have a quick... my answer is meringue.
Yeah, that's correct. It is meringue. It is meringue.
Thank you.
Can I just have a quick aside? We were watching TV here, and it turns out they've got like Irish TV here, like Irish like channels or something coming in. I don't know why they've got the Irish version of all the channels. I don't know if they changed the region at some point, something like that. But I was going crazy because they advertise Aldi being said differently in Ireland. They call it something different, and they say, Aldi, I think it was. I think we say Aldi. And they were like, Aldi? I was like, what? That isn't how I say this word. And I've never heard of it advertised like this. And I went crazy for a while and then realized it was being advertised as in a different country.
In the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
How far west are you?
percentages, though.
Oh, yes.
Get it down.
Sorry, I was putting Savlon on some bites.
Oh.
That's right. What do they call that in Ireland?
I've seen a tweet that said someone was shocked to discover what the Australians call the Salvation Army.
What is it?
The Salvos.
Here's my percentage.
Oh, you're kidding
Go,
me.
Go, Scott, you've said.
91.
Goose.
90.
90. Oh, you fellas are close.
Is it between us?
It's not.
Oh, I bet it's at Scott's.
It's like- out with everyone this time. A 90 and a 91. This one came out at 94.
Well, of course it's then Scott.
Yes. Scott is only 3 away. He gets max points. And then Goose is 4 away.
I've lost it.
Min points.
Goose.
For that one.
Happy with that? Nice. No.
Very.
Good. You were looking at where we're going to get... Back to Alaska.
Find one for sale.
For sale. On Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, check Gumtree.
Baked Alaska delivery.
Send your frog. I bet Senior Frogs has one.
I bet they do. They've not replied to me yet, though.
Oh, no. You'll have to keep us updated.
Oh, I will. This used to be a big feature of our Twitch streams was... people that we wanted to message on Instagram, and we'd message them and see if they would reply.
I don't think we would.
One of us definitely did.
Yeah.
I would message people on Instagram and see if they would reply. We still rarely got replies. It was so sad.
We messaged Angel Share. Angel Delight.
Angel Delight, which was Premier Foods, I think they were.
Yeah.
Your slipper company.
El Ganzo.
Who else? I messaged the world record shot putter at the time.
Yes.
Did not get back to me. I messaged Wigfield and she replied.
Yeah.
With her new song, which is rubbish.
Saying, thanks. Listen to my new song.
Classic Wiggle.
Classic Wigfields. All right. Next bit. Louis, top 5 things you drink from a can.
Did you guys
give
discuss
some context?
This?
No, we didn't.
No, right. Great. Okay. I was walking along the street a few weeks ago, and I seen someone just drinking straight from a tin of condensed milk.
Now that's the thick one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not evaporated milk.
Right.
There'd be nothing there. No, I'm kidding. And it got me thinking what people would drink from a tin, not a can, not something that has a ring pool, whatever.
something an aluminium can.
Yeah, something that's got a long shelf life and you might have to use a tin opener to open.
I did think about this.
I noticed because you've got a top five. I was really just looking for one from each person.
Right.
Not a top five.
Oh, I made
you,
a little
can, you can give me the five if you want.
Well, I made it to four because I couldn't think of a fifth. But evaporated milk is in there because that's a bit runnier and not as sweet. I think I could get through a full can of evaporated milk. Also, I can cook a really nice meal with evaporated milk. Makes a really nice sauce.
Just a sauce.
Little hot tip. At the bottom of the list, this is in some particular order, is pear juice.
Okay, pears, yeah. Good.
Creamed corn.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me a thick straw. I mean, evaporated milk and then pineapple juice is my top.
Yeah, I think pineapple will probably be my number one.
Makes sense.
It's the easiest to drink.
I also thought of soups, but I feel like soups need a bit of extra...
warmth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you raw dog soup?
I've been holding off saying raw dog.
Goose, do you have any?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to drink from cans. I feel like I don't have that much.
It's safe now.
But if you have to, drink from a tin.
From a tin, sorry. The only thing I thought when this segment came up, the only thing I thought of was, have you seen this load of these like metal bottles now for water? Because supposedly that's like much better for recycling than. Mm-hmm. But that, like, I thought you were going to be talking about that, but no, we're talking about like storm food, like in your like prepper shelter.
Yeah, Louis is a doomsday prepper.
Not prepper.
Does it have to be completely like liquid?
I tell you what, Mike, I'll add to the list. I'm going to say rice pudding.
Oh
no.
Ooh, custard.
Okay, now
we're getting somewhere.
I've decided to look at tinned goods.
Yeah, that's what I Google as well.
on Tesco. Tell you what, Michael baked beans. I quite like baked beans.
You'd rather drink that than rice pudding.
Yeah.
Cold.
Probably.
Wow. There's a like a drink that they serve in a can, like in a tin like that. It's called Nourishment. I've seen it a lot, like in shops and also just like thrown on the streets. And I think they market it as like a Quick, everyone Google it.
Oh,
I think it's like an evaporated
creamy
milk.
Taste made of fresh milk. The original,
evaporated milk drink.
High protein.
But that comes in a can, just in like a tin can.
Yeah, I suppose you can add that to the list.
Well, I've not had, maybe next week.
How do you like to be nourished?
Isn't nourishment as in like, it's mint flavored?
No.
Oh. That'd be good.
It's just melted ice cream.
That'd be great if they had two versions of it and it was very closely spelled. You just have to tell if it was I or an E.
Yeah.
How about prune juice?
Ooh. I don't think I've had prune juice.
No. It feels like something that people drink when they're on holiday.
That's what doctors prescribe to you for
certain things.
Prunes are all right, though.
Fine. Sure. Prunes are all right.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, well, anyone listening can suggest things that they would drink from a tin.
Yeah. And they last for ages, so...
Hey, look, go for it.
See them on special.
You want to bring them along to the test show? Go for it. We can sit in the backstage, crack them open.
Crack open some tall, frosty cans of tomato soup.
Oh, we could roulette it and just take the labels off.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go. That's a YouTube thumbnail. We ate all these mystery cans? ?
Question five. I don't want to diminish this, but Scott's already won. Unless he somehow passes out in the next 10 minutes.
I've had my can of nourishment.
Question five. The name of which country has 10 letters, but just one letter that is a vowel? So get your fingers out. Get them counting. I'm sorry, this might hurt your thumb, Scott. The name of which country has 10 letters, but only one of them is a vowel?
I remember.
Is it like, I think it's like Kyrgyzstan? Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah, it probably is Kyrgyzstan. Because that's K-Y-R-G-H, I think it is. Yeah, Kyrgyzstan. I think it is.
Louis, is it Kyrgyzstan?
Yes.
Kyrgyzstan.
Correct.
I thought you would have been a little bit prouder of us, but that's fine.
I was thinking it was seashells for a second. The seashells.
Seashells?
Seashells.
I said seashells, but I meant seashells.
Where?
But I think that's... Oh, it's got two E. It's got three E's in it.
Yeah. That's technically one vowel, but more than one letter. Can you spell Kyrgyzstan, please?
Oh, do you want me to? K. Y. R. G. Y. Z. S. T. A. N.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. We did it. For that one.
Bishkek is the capital of Kyrgyzstan.
Bishkek. Yeah.
Is anyone was wondering?
Formerly Pishpek.
National dish, Norwegian omelette. percentage for this one.
It's yeah. Formerly pish peck.
pish peck. What percentage of teams got it correct? Which team knew their Kyrgyzstans from their seashells?
Just wrote a 3-digit number. Okay, I'm ready.
Me too.
3, 2, 1, turn. Right, Scott, you've said
73%.
And Goose, you've said
69%.
69%. It is out with.
Oh. Okay.
Not in that 4-digit buffer.
No, so we've got 69 and 73. This one came out at 60%.
Yay.
So Goose is the closest. Get some dignity at the end.
As we always know, 69 always works.
Yes.
Saving grace.
So that means end of the quiz, end of the 5 questions, and this week Scott wins 8-7.
Very well played.
So
strong lead.
He had a good run. He adds to his tally. Can he keep it going next week?
Hell yeah, he can.
I think so. I feel like I've gone off the boil. Don't know what's happened to me.
Too relaxed on holidays.
Yeah, I think that is the problem.
Well, you got a bit to study until next week, so get those numbers ready.
Yeah.
But thanks everyone for listening. Next week, listener submitted questions. If you got some in your head, send them in. Check the show notes, find the form, send them in. Also, we're gonna have Jack on talking about some things, which is always lovely. But if you're in Edinburgh or if you're not and you want to make the travel, come to the test show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Come say good day. We'll put on the best that we can and then we'll value your opinions greatly. But otherwise, check the Instagrams, the social medias, all those different pipes. See what we got going on. But otherwise, thanks for listening. I'm going to say goodbye. See yous later. Goose.
Goodbye.
And also Louis.
Goodbye.
Done. Cheers, everyone. Bye. This is a big shout out to all the Patreons who support the fundraising wing. Stephen Lamb, Gatho, Russ Kirk, Catherine Andrews, the Canadian half of Hugula Goose, Luddite 16, Susie Pope, Joe Williams, Rachel Alexander, Hal Al, Shara Gatari, Icy Canuck, and the other Patreons who have chosen to remain anonymous. We love you all and are grateful for your involvement. If you want to support us helping provide charities with free fundraising pub quizzes, please visit patreon.com/goosesquizzes for more information.